Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we're going to hear from street stock driver Zach Elward. We'll also hear from Pat from Fast Shafts, Kelly from Arrow Racing Wheels, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty. Our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
The difference between a Hitchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hitchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hitchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hitchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hitchman, why settle for anything less?
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a preseason checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-451.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at cookiesbbq.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at cookiesbbq.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Napa knows.
Why should you get a 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for $15.99? Because the dog days of summer are just as hard on your engine as they are on you. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa conventional oil plus a Pro Select oil filter for just $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/19.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelly. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by street stock driver Zach Elward. And Zach, one thing I've noticed about you, you are not afraid to get every single ounce of speed out of whatever you're driving. You even ended up putting your Hornet on its lid back when you were driving a Hornet.
Yeah, I tend to not be able to keep things on four wheels. I don't know if it's just been bad luck or just how I am, but yeah, I do the wreckers or checkers most nights, it seems.
Well, one thing I noticed is you really push it to the edge, and guys that are able to do that and do it well usually can get from the back of the pack to the front of the pack.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to win a few from the back this year already, but some nights it's just you're not able to, you know, you get the track one lane and hard to pass, you know, but we just try to run it in as hard as you can and hope for the best, really.
We recently talked about the Dodge County Fair race a couple of years ago. The street stock feature came out on the track, and due to attrition and car count, there was only a handful of cars for the feature. A few of the fans got up, and they were thinking about heading down to the concession stand until the flag dropped, and they stopped right in their tracks. It was one of the best, if not the best, feature we saw that entire season. Just between you and Noah Grinstead, it really goes to prove that all you need is two cars that really want to put on a show. You guys were tremendous that night.
Yeah, I've been really wanting to win as much as I could at Dodge County Speedway because, I don't know, it's just something about that track that I love, the shape or how the racing service is, like every year. It seems like we always have a really good car when we end up going to reaching every year, and it pays off because I've won the last three, I think, there so far, the last 3 years, each fair race. So, I don't know. Somehow it just works in our favor, and it's always fun to put on a show when you can. Good hard racing like that.
After seeing that race, I knew you were going to be something special. Something else that I see in you developing is patience. Knowing you don't have to get to the front in the first two laps and minimizing your risk coming through the field, I can really see you thinking, should I take this risk and try to squeeze between those two cars on the second lap or just wait it out for a better chance?
Yeah, that's something me and my dad have sort of talked about for a while now this year, and sort of really tried to focus me, myself, on just getting me to slow down sometimes when the track gets really dry and not mess up, you know, and not push the car to its limits to where we're having to work on it the next day for Saturday or even work on it during the week. We're busy and everything, you know, with work and whatnot, so any less work you can do during the week is better off. It's just that much easier to have a good car and be able to compete with the best of the best.
And I'm sure you've heard the line, slower is faster, and that's really hard for a young driver to understand, but sometimes it's just running a smooth line, not spinning your tires, not sliding your rear end out from under you, is actually the fastest way around the track.
Yeah, I sort of had to learn that at a quick age, because, I mean, it's really hard to tell when to get on the gas and when to be off the gas half the time. You never know if you're in the clear or not, you know. It's just a game you play every night, really. But, yeah, it's definitely a learning experience growing up through racing.
How did you get started in racing? What got you interested?
Well, when I was 10 at the time, my sister started racing pure stocks. My dad had took my sister to a race at the Dodge County Fair, and my sister had seen how much fun it was, and my dad, with his past racing, his experiences and whatnot, he sort of just asked my sister, he goes, would you ever want to do something like that? And she said, yeah, I'd really want to. And then just happened to be that my sister would get a pure stock, and I figured that I'd want to race something. And then I started racing go-karts when I was 10 or 11 or so, and raced them for, I think, 2 years, and then got a Hornet. I mean, really all leads back to, really, it was my dad and my uncle were big into it at first, and then my sister just sort of revived the whole thing. And here I am now.
You just picked up feature win number 9 on the season. You've really been on a roll recently.
Yeah, it's definitely been the best season yet so far, I think, because years past, we only had 9 going into this season, and now adding on 9 more this season, and the car's been really great. I mean, we've definitely bent it up a few times, though, getting caught up in wrecks, and some of that stuff's just unavoidable in a year that you're racing hard, and anytime you're trying to go to the front, it's always a risk.
The last win was a Race of Champions qualifier for the Wasota 100 at I-94 Speedway. You have to be excited to be a part of that huge event.
Oh, yeah. It's one race I've been wanting to win for the last few years now. But I always wanted to be a part of the Race Champion, just knowing that you're racing against the best of the best, and just a lot of good hard racing and competition to be up against, and just makes it that much better to beat those guys and whatnot. So I've always wanted to least participate in it, which will be up there this year, September 10th through the 14th.
Many drivers throughout the years on the show have mentioned the better the competition, the better it makes you.
A lot of the races, you sit there and say you got some really fast guy ahead of you, and you sit there and you're not fast enough to quite pass them, yet you're sitting there behind them learning everything that they do and how consistent they are and when they're on the gas, when they're off the gas, and this helps you be that much better driver, figuring out lap to lap, figure out how you're going to pass them or be able to be faster than them, picking out their weak points to track. And it's definitely a learning curve in racing, too, just getting to know how to be faster than the next guy.
Is there a feature race that stands out so far this season, or maybe one that you thought you should have won but didn't?
Yes, there was one at Deer Creek this year. I led like all 17 laps except for the last lap, and Dustin Doughty passed me, but that was sort of my own mess up. I actually came down a few lanes towards the end, the track sort of going away up top, but I was really wanting one this year over there, but I guess you can't ask for everything.
And you mentioned it earlier, you picked up another feature win August 4th at the historic Dodge County Speedway, and that's got to feel good at a track that you really got your start at. Your winning percentage there is incredible.
Yeah, I think out of the last four times I've raced there, in street stocks that is, I've won three out of the four times I've been there. So I'm definitely doing good there.
You have had a couple spectacular rollovers at Chateau Speedway. You launched it off turn three, right out of the track, rolled it going into turn one, and you also launched it off the track between one and two after taking the checkered flag for the heat race. You definitely put on a show, but that's probably not the kind of show you want to put on.
Yeah, well, all those were mechanical errors. The one where I went over the wall in three and four, my brake line got pinched coming into the corner, and all of a sudden just sucked me right into the greasy, slimy mud and just took me right over the wall. There was no stopping. Then down in one and two, we're still not sure what mechanically broke, but something shook the wheel hard enough to make so the lug nuts were backing themselves off. Then going off corner one and two, the one bolt for the Centrelink, the nuts broke through the cotter pin and came off, and so I had no steering going in the corner. I mean, I don't know if it's just bad luck or bad maintenance. I don't know. I'm still here.
One thing about your car, I am shocked. That thing is well built because you were back really quickly after those incidents.
Yeah, this car that we're driving this year isn't the same as the one last year, but the one last year had definitely went through a lot of stress. I mean, that thing was built in 2000, and we were even able to pull off 9 wins on it, and before then, it even had a lot of wins on it. I mean, I was always impressed with how it ran last year, but I just figured that couldn't take much more abuse, and this year's car, though, she's not wanting to really take the abuse as much.
You have some very loyal fans that sit right in front of us in turn four at Chateau Speedway. Who are those loyal fans?
Lance and Steph. They're family friends.
And Lance used to race.
Yep, he did.
Who helps you maintain the race car, and who helps you out as far as sponsors?
It's just me, my dad, and my friend Caden. He helps every now and then. And Predictive Technologies, Knapp Auto Parts of Bloomin' Prairie, Schaefer's Racing Oil, Bruce Fierkson, Schwartz Farms, Broskoff Structures, Sean Auer Trucking, and I think that's about it.
Last fall, you finished second at Cedar Lake in the legendary 100. How was that whole experience going up to Cedar Lake and racing in that signature event?
That was a pretty fun race. That's probably one I won't ever forget. We went up there with the intention to see what happens, you know, and if we happen to do good, we do good. It was just a night that not to worry about winning it necessarily, more or less just having fun. And on the way up there, we ended up, the transmission and the pickup broke, so we were able to go like 20 miles an hour all the way there, and got there just in time, and track was really heavy, And the front runners that normally run there, I don't think they really knew us at the time. So when we were pulling up against, almost trying to pass the leader the last few laps, I think they were pretty shocked. It was really fun, though. It was some good hard racing there, too.
You are getting out and trying more and more tracks all of the time. How did you like Red Cedar, and does it compare to any other tracks that you've ran?
Red Cedar sort of got the feel of Dodge County Speedway, but the corners are just tweaked a lot different, and it's a pretty fun track to be at. I mean, it seems like they get the show going pretty good and ends at a reasonable time. But, yeah, the track's normally pretty smooth every time we've been up there. A lot of competition going there. But yeah, I like it.
As a driver, you have to appreciate tracks that you go to that run an efficient program and get you out of there in a decent time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely nice to know if you're at a track and you get done at, say, 10:30 or something like that. I mean, you're able to actually go home and not feel like you're not going to be able to do anything in the morning, you know? It's nice having the feeling that you're actually going to get something done.
You also made a trip to KRA Speedway in Wilmer in June. What a beautiful track right on the lake for fans that haven't been there. That's a really cool place. How did you personally do that night?
This year we had went up there and heat race. I can't remember what place I was running the heat race, but I ended up pulling off like two laps into it because the transmission was all messed up. Came in, got that all fixed up, and went back out, and I started last. I think it was only like 7 cars or 8 cars or something like that, and I finished 3rd, I believe, and then ended up getting DQ'd over some stickers. But yeah, I mean, it was a fun track. It's a really nice place, and I've always really loved the place with how that place is conformed, how the track is. I mean, the corner 4 and 1, they're really long corners, and corners 2 and 3 are really like short and narrow, not much room.
So how do you set up a car when the corners are so different?
It's definitely a challenge. I mean, you just hope to get the entry down first and then work on the exit side of it later. I mean, fine tune it as best as you can, along with common sense and how to enter the corner and how to throttle up at what time. You get a pretty good gist of it, of gauging it off of tracks back at home and whatnot.
We also saw you at Deer Creek, but unfortunately that night we were there, you over-rotated in turn 2. That is a tough track to figure out because you've either got to run high or low. Not many people run well through the middle.
Yeah, we were sort of struggling that night, if I remember correctly. Something about Deer Creek that can't quite get figured out on the car, but slowly we're working towards it every time we go back. I mean, haven't made too many trips back because just don't want to, like, wreck the car for Lansing or anywhere else, you know, when we do travel or whatever. And, I don't know, some nights it just take off, so it's been a sort of a struggle to figure stuff out there.
You also made the trip to Ogilvie Raceway this year. That is a great track if you can lay down some smooth, fast, and consistent laps.
Oh, yeah. That track, it can be pretty fast, but it's also really dry. You really got to watch out coming out of corner 2. The wall really sneaks up on you. And it's a track that I'd love to run a lot more, but just distance is a factor in a lot of tracks, traveling and whatnot. If another track cancels in time, and you're able to go up there, you know, but sometimes you just aren't that prepared with having to change gears to go places and whatnot.
The Little Dream started off with some trailer trouble heading to Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
It wasn't the best night, I guess. I ended up headed up there, the wheel bearing on the trailer went out, and then got there, and then I was grinding tires, and grinder cord got stuck in the grinder, ripped apart and hit my phone, broke my phone, and went out there for the heat race and got put in the wall and rolled, and then got that all back in, got it all fixed up and went out, and I finished 3rd in my 2nd heat race, and then can't remember exactly how I finished in my B main, but ended up figuring out there was a bent spindle and my shock that was all messed up. So it was a okay night coming back from the rollover, but definitely could have done better, a lot better. But.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of stuff happened in one single evening.
Yeah, it was uneventful, at least.
What specials will you be heading to this fall where fans can come out and see the number 15 of Zach Elward?
We will be at Lansing for the rest of the year, for sure. I'd like to make another trip out to KRA if there's time. Deer Creek, we might hit a few times. And then at the end of the year, in September 10th through the 14th, we'll be at the Wasilla 100 in Fergus Falls. So that's probably going to be the plan, I'm guessing, unless if something pops up to where it catches our eye.
Have you ever considered running up to the Topless Nationals in October in Ogilvie?
Yeah, that's one I've really wanted to go to in the past, too. But I believe that's on my birthday, the 19th of October, has been in the past. But yeah, it's, I have to see. I'd really like to, if I could. I just have to play day by day, see how it goes.
What is predictive technologies? Because you seem to be able to get off when you need to go racing.
Yep, that's my uncle's business. We do a lot of vibration analysis stuff, like replacing motors or bearings at ethanol plants and whatnot, or making sure industrial motors are running right and whatnot. He helps out a lot. If I want to go racing or something like that, he works with me and we figure out something to where I'm able to go, which I'm pretty thankful I have him.
You're heading to Alaska. Is that a family trip?
Yep, we're headed to Alaska Saturday, and then I'll be getting back Wednesday. But, yeah, we're just going up there to go fishing and have a good time.
Well, good luck, and get back to keep that points race going, because we're keeping an eye on that number 15 street stock of Zach Elward, and it's great to see you showing up at all kinds of different tracks. I'm sure you enjoy it yourself, and so do the fans, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
No problem. It's always an honor.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your product project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry. So what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment, and I am joined by Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts. And Pat, first I have to start talking about the Harris Clash. What a tremendous night that was. And when the driver got to Victory Lane, they announced Pat Fagan's putting up an extra $50. There was a little silence, and all of a sudden they said, add another zero to that. Pat's putting up an extra $500 for his win tonight. And I tell you what, the first thing I thought of when that happened was, that's just Pat Fagan. That is what you do for racing. You are a huge supporter of racing.
Well, we've come a long ways from our very, very, very humble beginnings in 1992, and I've never been a marketing specialist. I didn't go to college to learn what was right and what was wrong and how to advertise, and we've gained a lot of good friends, a ton of good customers throughout the United States, and, you know, the name Fast Shafts continues to grow daily, and it wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for the generosity of my customers. So I figure, you know, if my customers are going to be generous to me and my employees and my company, then by God, I probably ought to give back. And it's just a good feeling knowing that a lot of these racers that I deal with, you know, they're shoestring racers. They don't have big sponsors. They work out of their back pocket, and they scrape and beg and borrow for everything they got. And I figure if I can help each and every one of them out a little bit here and there, it's just good business and it's just good people, you know.
Guys are winning all over with your products. Jeremy Mills just picked up his 100th win. Tom Berry Jr. has been super fast everywhere we've seen him. Fast Shafts just make you fast.
Well, we've got a pretty good resume going this year, as we have for many years. And if you don't mind, I'll run down through it real quick and just give everybody an idea of whose racing program we're involved in and what I believe we've helped a lot of teams get to where they are. I mean, in the Lucas Oil Late Model Series, Jonathan Davenport has been a good supporter of my product for many years, and it looks like he's going to win the Lucas Oil Championship again this year, you know. And in the UMP Late Models, Brian Shirley, who not only was the Hell Tour champion, he's also going to be the UMP National Late Model champ. In the UMP Modifieds, we've got Tyler Nicely, who's doing very, very well with our carbon fiber dry shafts. He's leading the UMP National points, and it looks like he's going to win the UMP National Championship. Mike Harrison's coming along pretty strong, but it's going to take him quite a bit to catch up with old Tyler Nicely. I mean, we got Nick Hoffman, we got Jamie Lomax, we got the goofball Kenny Wallace running our product. We're just pretty strong in the UMP world. And Shane Sobrowski, he's leading the WSOTA Modified Point Championship with Dan Ebert a close second and Ward Emery a close third, you know, and all three of those guys have been great supporters of our product. I mean, in the IMCA world, the Modifieds has got Jordan Gabowski and Anthony Ross, Kelly Shyrock, Joel Russ, William Gould, Jeremy Mills, Clay Money, all those guys are in the top 10. And in the IMCA stock cars, Jordan Gabowski, he's leading that also. And he's got our Ford 9-inch gear and our 2-inch chromoly dry shaft in his stock car, and he's winning. It goes on and on. The USRAB mods, Brandon Davis, Dustin Sorensen, Jason Cummings, you know, they're in the USRA modified division. Well, of course, at the Harris Place, Austin Arneson. Dale Arneson and I have been good friends for many, many years. He's been a huge supporter of our product. And, you know, if anything was going to break, it should have broke that night. because Austin Arneson put on one heck of a show that night from where he came from. And then the photo finish with Braden Carter. Jimmy Carter and his family, they've been huge supporters of us, and they've used our product for many years. And, I mean, it's got our 9-inch gear and the IMCA Sport Mod, and it's got our dry shaft. And in the U.S. MTS world, I mean, it's hard to beat us in that world. I'm going to say we've got the top 10 guys. You know, we may be missing one of them. I think Terry Phillips is running someone else's drive shaft, but Rodney Sanders, Derek Ramirez, Ryan Gustin, Jake O'Neill, Zach Vanderbeek, Joe Duvall, R.C. Whitwell, Jason Hughes. I mean, they're all good supporters of our company. And, you know, I got to thinking about this today. I think of the 22 top chassis builders in the United States, all of them are using our product. And we've just worked very, very hard, and we continue to work hard. And I've kept real good track of what's popular. And when somebody calls here for a dry shaft, most likely we're going to ship it the same day because we've got it on the shelf. So we try very hard to fulfill the racer's needs, because 10 years ago, everybody had a spare part. The way the economy is and with the way the sponsorship programs are today, racers will squeeze every bit of life out of what they got. And when they break it, they need to replace it right away. They won't have a spare. They'll want to replace it right away. And we've done our best to make sure that we've got product on the shelf, ready to go at a fair price and a good product.
Pat, if they're not a customer and they want to become one, or they're a current customer and need something else, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You know, the best way to get a hold of me is call us on our 800 number. You know, it's 800-622-6617. This social media world is new to me, but I probably get 2, 3, 4 requests every day via Facebook message systems of people asking questions about prices of drive shafts, availability of drive shafts, how soon can I have it, when can you ship it. You can find me on Facebook, Axle Exchange by Fast Shafts on Facebook. You can catch us on the internet. You can contact me via our website. We have an email address. It's info@fastshafts.com. Just about any of those guys I mentioned that's using our product, they've all got my cell phone numbers. It's not hard to find me.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro-Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Rhino Ag is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoag.com to find a dealer near you. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products.
Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Kelly Payton from Arrow Racing Wheels. And Kelly, I ran into a great article in May 1999 issue of Circle Track magazine called Behind the Wheel. The article talks about, is your wheel square? A small amount of runout can have a major effect on a racing wheel at speed.
Absolutely. To say that our wheel is square, I'm not really sure. I read the article, and that was a Wayne Redmond comment, and Wayne was really good at saying things to draw attention to our company. You know, what I can say, truth be told, is we still do the same stuff we did in 1999 to make sure that our runouts are of lowest tolerance possible, which means testing on top-of-the-line runout machines, corner fatigue test machines during development and during manufacturing. So we take with great pride the fact that all of our wheels, from the NASCAR wheels to your weekly racing dirt wheels, they're manufactured the same way to the same standards, and we just strive at putting the best quality product out there.
The new 15-inch four-lug front-wheel drive racing rims have been a big hit. I see more drivers using those rims that are constantly the front runners.
Yeah, they actually have been pretty popular across the United States, to be honest. Since then, we've even developed a stock replacement 14-inch, which would be 14x6 and 14x7 wheels for those front-wheel drives. And surprisingly enough, well, not surprisingly enough, but they're IMCA legal because they are made to stock specs, which is what their rules say, no aftermarket, but they do say stock specs. So those centers are actually bubbled out instead of inverting in. So it's not going to look like your standard racing wheel. It's going to look like a wheel that would come off a car in a junkyard. So between the 55 series, those 15-inch four lugs, and these new stock replacements, which are the 44 series, we've been selling a lot of wheels to those front-wheel drive, Hornet, Sport Compact race cars out there, you know, whatever you want to call them. We've been selling a ton of wheels to these guys. They've done a good job at making a race car. So, and I suppose that's how every level starts, but it's been fun to watch these guys grow.
Arrow Racing Wheels, always the innovator. Talk about the new lightweight Mod Lite 13x8 wheel.
So this is actually brand new. You're the first person I get to talk to about it. But the Mod Lights are really growing. We're even going to throw dwarf cars in the mix a little bit. Really growing. And in past, they've all run 13x7s, which were able to use our 30 series wheels or our 31 series if they're running asphalts, 13x7, 4 on 4.5, 2-inch and 3-inch backspacing. Well, we've seen, at least locally and some other tracks around the U.S., they must have had a tire rule change. A lot of these guys are running 13x8s now. And on a 13x8, obviously a little bit bigger than 13x7, so a little bit heavier in the 30 series. So what we did was we took our a few years back, we designed a wheel for INEX, which is the sanctioning body for the legend race cars throughout the U.S. And what it is it's a spun, lightweight wheel that we rolled the safety bead on at the end so it could be run on both dirt and asphalt. A side note, if you run that wheel with INEX, it has to be stamped and stickered, but we developed the wheel, so we were able to take that on and develop a 13x8, which is spun form and has the rolled safety bead that'll work for these Mod Lights and dwarf cars on dirt. And it's a 2.25 pound savings on each wheel. So from our 30 series 13x8, which is 16 and a quarter pounds, we're going down to 14 pounds on that. So it's a big savings when four wheels get bolted onto the race car.
The Steele County Fair here in Owatonna was going on last week. Fastenal had the Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Cup car on display, and the first thing that stood out to me were the Aero race wheels. The top levels in racing trust the quality of your products.
Well, yeah, knock on wood, that'll keep continuing. We see a little bit of change in NASCAR, you know, just with their future outlook and what they want to do with cars and make them more look like what's on the street. But as of right now, Aero's number one, the number one wheel in that market, and we'll continue doing that as long as we can.
Quality, yet affordability. There is a fine line there, but you have been able to provide that to your customers at Aero Racing Wheels.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the fact that our wheels are affordable, even in a steel market that's been very volatile over the last 2 years. We've tried our best to keep our pricing. Works a little different for us because we don't sell direct to the end user. We go through a distributorship, but we've took the steps that we need to do to make sure that we have the wheels on the shelf so they have the wheels on their shelves and our racers get the wheels as quickly as possible. We take pride in that distributorship. We believe that their efforts in making sure that everything's on the shelf when the racer calls is important. So yeah, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. They're race wheels made by racers, so you can be sure that anything that we put out there is definitely put through the ringer here in-house.
Aero wheel customers get a consistent product. Purchased after purchase, each wheel will be exactly the same.
I wouldn't say exactly, but pretty darn close. It's one of those things where we can't reinvent the wheel every single time we do something, but we do pride ourselves, and that's goes a little bit back to that article that you found with Wayne, that ISO 9001 certification, which is more or less a manufacturing certification, and it just shows that we continue to this day to keep, you know, our manufacturing process consistent, our material consistent. We do everything we can under this roof to make sure that we're putting out the best quality wheel out there, best on the market.
And as you say, racing wheels made by racers, your employees are always looking to make your products even better and more efficiently. The shop is constantly being upgraded with market-leading machines and technology.
It is. Over the past 7 to 8 years, we've brought in some major pieces of equipment. We've brought in a powder coat paint line. We've brought in a chrome vacuum chamber. We bring in whatever we can to make sure that our wheels are number one. And so making sure that we invest in our product, both equipment and marketing idea-wise, is number one in our book.
The colors that you offer, it's very easy to see Aero racing wheels out at the racetrack, and you even offer fluorescent colors.
Yeah, the fluorescent colors are new. Our distributors hate us for it, but that's okay because they're selling a ton of them. So we used to offer 9-colored chrome wheels plus black, standard black gloss, standard silver powder coat, a flat black, and a white. And just over the last year, we also added 3 fluorescent chrome colors. So now we have fluorescent, what we call fluorescent yellow, so highlighter yellow, and fluorescent pink and fluorescent orange. With the fluorescent pink and the fluorescent orange, we actually did discontinue the old pink and the old orange, partly because we weren't able to get the powder for that anymore. I mean, we couldn't find anything that matched it. And if it wasn't going to match perfectly, we weren't going to go that route. So basically, we brought in these 3 fluorescent colors, and they've been selling great. They were introduced last year at Boone Super Nationals, which was just about a year ago, and we've sold a ton since then.
Kelly, if listeners would like to find out more about Aero Racing Wheel products, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can certainly find us on the web at www.aeroracewheels.com, or they're welcome to call us at 888-895-2376.
And Kelly, thank you for all you do at Aero Racing Wheels, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor. The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that has teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed from Cookies Sauces and Seasonings and Speed Horseradish Dip. Some people like it, some people don't, but you have a great recipe for it, and it sounds delicious.
Well, it's pretty easy, Clayne, for me to come up with dip recipes, because how many times haven't somebody walked up to me and said, Speed, you're a real dip? So I thought, well, I just will come up with some dip recipes. Here's an easy and a fun one to do. Needless to say, if you don't like horseradish, but this isn't a wipeout hot one, but it does have a nice little kick to it. And what you do is you take 2 cups of sour cream, and then 1 package of that Lipton onion soup mix, and about a teaspoon, well, you start out with a half a teaspoon, just depending on how hot you want it, of our Cookies, Wings, and Things hot sauce. I usually throw in a tablespoon in there, but you can start out with it, and you can just keep adding until you get it the heat you want. And then a half a cup of Cookies original barbecue sauce, and then a teaspoon of horseradish. And what you do is just blend all those ingredients together and chill it, and then serve it with your favorite, you want a pretty rugged chip, you know, either a wavy chip or a corn chip. Tortilla chips work good for it, too, if they're the stronger ones. Me and a friend of mine make horseradish usually every other year. They've harvested a bunch of horseradish roots that they've got in their garden, and we just make homemade horseradish, and that's always got a pretty good kick to it, but I really like it. It's mighty tasty. So, you know, for these and other great recipes, you can just go to cookiesbbq.com on our website, and if you want this horseradish dip recipe and don't see it on there, just shoot me an email, Speed, S-P-E-E-D, at cookiesbbq.com, and just tell me you want that horseradish dip recipe, and I'll shoot you an email back with the recipe on it. So one way or the other, you'll get it. And as always, stay in the sauce. Just make sure it's cookie sauce, Clayton.
Hi, Jeremy here from Owatonna Auto Clinic. We know when it comes to your vehicle maintenance, you have a lot of options. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to find an honest, reliable auto shop. That's where we come in. Locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic, with a commitment to providing our customers with honest, quality service at a reasonable price. Our technology, education, expertise provide you with the best car care imaginable. For an appointment, call 414-AUTO or 414-2886.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
KRA Speedway was running last Thursday night, August 15th, in the A Modifieds, Peter Loken over Justin A-Strike. In the B Modified A Main, Justin Borklin over Justin Van Epps. In the Mod 4s, Matt Hall over Jamie Flicklinger. In the Sport Compacts, Peyton Ash over Carter Ryland. In the Street Stocks, Ethan Imes over Eric Riley. In the Super Stocks, Braden Hedke over Andrew Hedke. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, August 16th. In the 20-lap A Main, Blake Jetvig over Tyler Peterson. In the B Modifieds, Brennan Waite over Brock Groenwald. In the Dirt Late Models, Billy Vogel over Casey Meyer. In the Economy Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Ben Wolden. In the Hornets, Austin Lammers over Casey Stremick. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Daniel Aberle. We were at Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota last Friday night, August 16th. The non-wing Mastel Brothers Touring Series sprint cars were on hand in the 25-lap A-Main. Blake Anderson over Brian Roach. In the B-Modifieds, Greg Pfeiffer Jr. over Ryan Gergen. In the Pure Stocks, Michael Wick over Troy Moss. In the Sport Compacts, Aaron Reimers over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Braden Brower. In the USRA B-Mods, Kenny Witaski over Alex Shruby. And in the USRA Modifieds, Jason Cummins over Brandon Davis. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 16th. In the Hornets, Don Martins over Hunter Miller. In the USRA B-Mods, Sean Walski over Parker Hale. In the Hobby Stocks, Travis Krause over Steve Dwyer. And in the USRA Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen over Jake Tim. Fairmont Raceway was racing last Friday night, August 16th, and hosting the Tri-County Late Model Series. In the A-Modified A-Main, Oliver Kolofsky over Roger Nielsen. In the B-Modifieds, Jared Baumeister over Dustin Wiederhof. In the Dirt Late Models, it was Chad Olson over Luke Sadoff. In the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Kieran Sampson. In the Sport Compact, Scott Porter over Terry Blowers. And in the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Tim Pesek. We were at the Jackson Motorplex on Saturday night, August 17th, for the Glenn Gillan Memorial. In the 305 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Billy Johnson over Ryan Voss. In the 360 Non-Wing Mastel Brothers Touring Series, 20-lap A-Main, Eric Schultz over Craig Campton. And in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, the number 4 of Lee Gross over Dominic Selzy. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, August 17th. In the B-Modified A-Main, Mitch Weiss over Nick Kohler. In the Street Stocks, Danny Richards over Braden Brower. In the Super Stocks, Jeff Brower over Brandon Duelman. In the USRA B-Mods, Parker Hale over Caden Kath. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis over Corey Crasper. Ogilvie Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, August 17th. In the 20-lap A-Modified A-Main, Jeremy Nelson over Shane Sabraski. In the B-Modified A-Main, Travis Schulte over David Swearingen. In the Mod 4s, Keith Thell over Justin Pagonas. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Lucas Boyce. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Kyle Dykoff. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dave Moss. The UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Car Series was running at Cedar Lake last Saturday night, August 17th. In the 25-lap A-Main, Blake Anderson over Harry Hansen. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night in the IMCA Hobby Stock A Main. Brad Becker over Scott Coop in the Sport Compacts. Justin Dozy over Alex Dostal. In the Sport Mods, it was Matthew Loaf over Eric Larson. Your winners in the Carts were Caden Lang, Jared Utiker, and John Volencady. In the Modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf over Clint Hattelstead. In the Outlaw Hobby Stock Division, Mike Vogt over Scott Oestreich. In the Sprint Cars, Jeremy Schultz over Javen Osterman. And in the Stock Cars, Dean Cornelius over Matt Speckman. And last Sunday night, August 18th, they were racing at Granite City Speedway in the 15-lap A-Modified A-Main. Dennis Check over Shane Sabraski. In the B-Modifieds, Travis Schulte over Corey Stork. In the Mod 4 A-Main, Keith Thell over Dwight Gillard. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Servatni over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Cole Searing over Dave Moss.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.